Why should I play the Roman fool and die on mine own sword? But as I see lives, the Gashis do better upon them.
Turn! Hellhound!
Of all men else, I have avoided thee. But get thee back. My soul is too much charged with blood of thine already.
I have no words. My voice says in my soul, and thou bloodier villain than terms can get thee out.
Thou losest labor. As easy mayest thou the entrenchant air with thy keen sword impress and make me bleed. Let fall thy blade on vulnerable crests. I bear a charmed life, which must not yield to one of woman born.
Despair thy charm, and let the angel whom thou stillest serve tell thee Macduff was from his mother's womb untimely ripped.
Believe the bolter with us in a double sense, that keep the word of promise to our ear and break it to our hope. I'll not fight with thee.
Then yield thee, coward, and lift up the show and gaze at the time. We'll have thee as our rare monsters are, painted upon a pole, and under it, here may you see the tyrant.
You'll not yield! To kiss the ground before young Malcolm's feet, and to be baited with a rabble's curse. So Burnham would be come to Dunsinane, and our foes being of no woman born. Yet I will try the last. Before my body I throw my warlike shield. Lay on, Macduff, and damned be him that first cries, hold!
Yes!
Friends we miss with safer ride.
Some must go off, and yet by these I see so great a day as this is cheaply bought.
Macduff is missing, and your noble son.
Your son, my lord, has paid a soldier's debt. He only lived but till he was a man, but like a man, he died.
Then he is dead?
I am brought off the field.
Had he his hurts before?
Aye, on the front.
Aye then, God's soldier be he. Had I as many sons as I have hairs, I would not wish them to a fairer death. And so, his knell is known.
He's worth more sorrow, and that I'll spend for him.
Malcolm, he's worth no more. They say he parted well and paid his score, and so, God be with him.
Amen.
Here comes newer comfort.
Macduff! Hail, King, but so thou art. Behold where stands the usurper's cursed head. The time is free. I see thee compassed with thy kingdom's pearl that speak my salutation in their minds, whose voices I desire aloud with mine. Hail, King of Scotland!
Hail, King of Scotland!
We shall not spend a large expense of time before we reckon with your several loves and make us even with you. My thanes and kinsmen henceforth be earls, the first that ever Scotland in such an honor named. What's more to do, which would be planted newly with the time, as calling home our exiled friends abroad that fled the snares of watchful tyranny, producing forth the cruel ministers of this dead butcher and his fiend-like queen, who, as 'tis thought, by self and violent hands took off her life. This, and what needful else that calls upon us by the grace of grace, we will perform in measure, time, and place. So, thanks to all at once, and to each one, whom we invite to see us crowned at Scone.
Mother! Mother!